pot.
Right.
They lie about marijuana. Tell you pot smoking makes you unmotivated. Lie! When you're high, you can do everything you normally do just as well. You just realize it's not worth the fucking effort. There is a difference. Sure, I could get up at dawn. Go to a job I hate that does not inspire me creatively whatsoever for the rest of my fucking life. Or I could wake up at noon and learn how to play the sitar. Pretty simple when it's spelled out in black and white, isn't it? You know? Only thing I've ever heard about pot is that pot might lower sperm count. Good. There's too many fucking people in the world. Someone needs to say that, by the way. I'm tired of this. Hey, aren't we the coolest? Humans are so neat. Too many of you. Quit rutting just for a fucking day. Let's work out this food air deal. Then go back to your rutting. But I'll tell you this, where this idea that childbirth is a miracle came from. I missed that fucking meeting, okay? It's a miracle. Childbirth is a miracle. No, it's not. No more a miracle than eating food and a turd coming out of your ass, all right? It's a chemical reaction, that's all it fucking is. If, you know, you want to know what a miracle is? Raising a kid who doesn't talk in a movie theater, okay? There's a goddamn miracle. It's not a miracle if every 9 months any yin-yang in the world can drop a litter of these mewling cabbages on our planet. And just in case you haven't seen the single mom statistics lately, the miracle is spreading like wildfire. Hallelujah. Trailer parks and council flats all over the world just filling up with little miracles. Thunk, 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 like frogs laying eggs. Thunk. Look at all my little miracles. Thunk. Filling up my trailer like a sardine can. Thunk. You know what would be a real miracle? If I could remember your daddy's name. Thunk. I guess I'll have to call you Lorry Driver Jr. Thunk. That's all I remember about your daddy was his fuzzy little pot belly riding on top of me, shooting his caffeine-ridden semen into my belly to produce my little waterhead miracle baby. Oop, funk, there's your brother, Pizza Boy Delivery Jr. Hallelujah. Just hold on for a minute. Let's figure out this food air deal, okay? Okay. I'm just weird, you know. How about have a neat world for kids to come to? Okay, it's me. Okay. Drop them like fucking flies. Boom. Just fill up the world with them. I just don't get it, you know? I mean, I'm sorry, man. You know, kids are fine. Just keep them away from me. Right there, all right? Now, get this. I've been traveling all over the country on British Air. No smoking on British Air. Now, let me get this straight. No smoking, right? But they allow children. A little fairness, huh? Well, smoking bothers me. Well, guess what? I was on this one flight, right? I'm flying, I'm sleeping on the plane, I'm fucking knackered. Very tired, right? And I feel this tapping on my head. And I look up, and there's this little kid. Loose. On the fucking plane. He's just loose. It's his playground in the sky. And he has decided that his job is to repetitively tap me on the top of the head. I look across the aisle at his mom. She's just smiling, you know. This guy next to the mom goes, "They're so cute when they're that small." that amazing, letting your kid run loose on a fucking plane? And then the kid runs over to the emergency exit and he starts flipping that handle to the door. And the guy next to the mom starts to get up. And I go, wait a minute. We're about to learn an important lesson right here. Well, you're right. The smaller he gets, the cuter he is. God, I wish I had a camera right now with a telescopic lens. Love to get a picture of his face when his pudgy little legs hit that farmhouse down there. Oh, God, kids. Stewardess, since we got a breeze in here, can we smoke now? Fairly well circulated at this point. True story. But, you know.